District Board. We'll first take up agenda item 9A, approval of the minutes of the March 4th and March 25th meetings. Anyone wishing to make any comment and or move that agenda item? Actually, before we do that, let me ask if there's any public comment on agenda item 9A, approval of the minutes. I'm not seeing any in the chambers or any hands raised on Zoom. May I have a motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Moulton Peters, a second by Rodoni to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The minutes are approved. We'll now move on to agenda item 9B, Board of Supervisors Matters and the General Manager's Report. Are there any Board of Supervisors Matters on the Flood Control District agenda? I'm not seeing any. I'll turn it over to the General Manager for your report.
Hi there. I'm Tracy Clay. I'm the Division Manager for the Flood Control District. And we received several comments today via email about responding to questions about Zone 9 projects. And I just like to acknowledge that we have not gotten to all of the questions that we've received. We have received quite a few. We've responded to and posted online 20 FAQs, frequently asked questions. And in addition to that, we've prepared responses to 17 detailed technical questions. In addition to those 17 questions that are already posted, we have another 30 that we're working on in the queue. These are require some quite an amount of time to develop a thoughtful and accurate response. And we want to make sure that we do that, and we're working on it to do it in a consistent manner for all the questions that we receive. Additional public questions and comments are also coming in frequently. Every day, or not every day, but frequently, we get more questions. We're adding these to the queue, and we will respond to those in the order that they are received. In addition to this written response, we're also providing online and in-person communications to create multiple pathways to, so that we can increase transparency. We have initiated office hours, and that where we go into the community and host a session where people can come and ask us questions in person. We did that with just an open office hours a week or so ago, and it was widely attended by over 30 people. We're shifting the format now to move to more of a one-on-one setting so that people who are less inclined to speak up in a big crowd can come and have a one-on-one conversation. We feel like this kind of dialogue is really important. A lot of these issues are very technical, and you need to communicate differently for different people. And we also feel like this gives individuals who don't have the inclination to speak in a large crowd speak up. We are hoping that in addition to our online presence, that these in-person meetings can answer some of these more complicated questions. So that's how we're addressing that.
Hi. I just want to second what Tracy said. My name is Berenice Davidson. I'm one of the assistant directors in Public Works. And among others, I oversee the flood control district operations. And I just want to emphasize that the flood control district is committed to being transparent. We will address concerns and answer all questions as we move forward towards project implementation. And as Tracy mentioned, we're answering questions in a systematic way. Answering questions requires research and careful review of technical and environmental documents in order to provide accurate information. As Tracy mentioned, we have not gotten to all of them, but we will.
So I have a couple, just a short thing. I would like to just give a status update on some of the advisory board meetings that we have. We actually have a meeting for Flood Zone 4 in Tiburon tonight. It will be at 6:30. And there are two other meetings. One is Flood Zone 6 on May 28th. That's right across the freeway here in Las Galinas. And then Zone 5 in Stinson Beach is on June the 3rd. No other meetings are scheduled at this time. That's it. That's it for my report.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions on the general manager's report?
Just a quick comment. Tracy and Berenice, thank you for filling us in on what's going on in flood zone 9. Is that the one at Ross Valley? Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Certainly we've received lots of comments at the podium, or lots of comments from at least one person at the podium. So thank you for clarifying what you're doing so the rest of us understand. Thank you.
Supervisor Rodoni?
Yeah, Tracy, I just wanted to follow up. The questions and concerns you're getting is more flood zone 9 general and not specifically related to the consent items. Is that correct?
That's, yes.
Wanted to be clear because we are going to deal with the Corte Madera Creek project on the consent. So
they are, some of them are related to some of the consent items in general, but not specifically okay. to the item, what's being brought up. So we're, for instance, we have a project on Building Bridge 2, a consent item on Building Bridge 2, and we have a consent item on Lower Corte Madera Creek, and both of those are subject matter. The projects are subject matter of the comments, but not specifically the items that are being brought before you.
Thank you. Supervisor Colbert.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate my colleague Stephanie Moulton's, Poulton Peters' comments. You know, thank you for the update. There's a large number of questions that have come from the community about Flood Zone 9. And unfortunately, there's a large backload of questions. So I appreciate that you'll get to them. I do think in some ways, though, it would be helpful for the community to sort of have an idea of how many questions there are and exactly what that backlog looks like. I also think it's important, as I'm sure you and your entire team knows, it's important that we keep the project moving forward and are not bogged down in answering questions. Like there's a balance to be struck, which I leave to you and your team. Certainly, I think going out into the community and making yourselves available during open office hours are important. And not necessarily now, but in the future, it just might be interesting to sort of see, to get a feel and flavor for what that looks like. I'd be curious to see how the questions quantitatively different than what's coming in online, and are they actually new questions or a reiteration of questions that have come before it. But in any event, I think it's important that you're at literally ground zero in the Ross Valley, making yourselves available to members of the community. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any, is there any public comment on the general manager's report? I'm not seeing any in the chambers. Looks like there's one speaker online.
Yes, Gerald Page, please unmute.
Good morning. Sorry you have such a gnarly agenda today. It's quite a bear. Sorry for you. I would like to respond that there have been no questions raised that are specific to the consent calendar. I believe the board is fully aware that what I have sent you is related to the actual items by their designation on your agenda. So the question and the matters that I raised are lifted right off the agenda presentation of staff material. Therefore, I would say they are indeed related to your consent calendar and are quite specific. I would also say Supervisor Colbert is right. There is a great backload of information that is wanted. It has not been answered. And it is, here I agree with the staff, essential to try to answer specifically the more technical questions while also meeting the needs of the people who have more general questions. That is an important distinction and it should be met. Your smaller meetings should take care of that. But then there needs to be a coordination of all the information so that you are not regarding this as being bogged down but as progress toward a better project. Thank you.
I'm going to second, there are no additional speakers in the queue.
Thank you. We'll now close public comment and move on to the flood control consent calendar. I understand that we want to pull from the consent calendar 9CIII, a request to authorize the president to approve the right-of-way contract between Marin County Flood Control and the Marin College of Marin for the Corte Madera Creek Flood Risk Management project. So we will pull that item. Does anybody wish to pull any other item? I'm not seeing any. We'll now take public comment on the consent calendar absent 9C3. I'm not seeing any public comment in the chambers. Is there any public comment online?
First and second, there are no speakers in the queue.
We'll close public comment, and I'll ask for a motion to approve the consent calendar with that. Yes, please.
This is actually a really important item. I'm glad that it's moving forward. Flood mitigation, this project has been incredibly hard and challenging. We've had a number of our stakeholders in the community, such as Friends of Corte Madera Creek. So I'm just glad that this is being forward. And many thanks to staff for your efforts.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can
I second that if that's a motion?
Yeah. Motion in there somewhere. There's a motion to move the item.
We have a motion by Colbert, a second by Rodoni to present to approve the consent calendar absent item 3. Yep. All those in favor?
Aye.
That motion passes. Thank you. We'll now move on. I'll turn it over to staff to address item 3 on the consent calendar.
Oh, excuse me. That item was to be pulled from the consent calendar altogether and the agenda altogether. It has some details on that.
Yes, so we had a second attorney review the agreement, and they had last-minute changes, mainly to emphasize the temporary nature of this agreement.
Okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you wanted to present on it. We were pulling it to present it, but we were pulling it entirely off the agenda. That was my mistake. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, so we are pulling, and we'll come back at another time on agenda item 3. Okay, thank you. That will adjourn the Flood Control District Board of Directors. Thank you.